more cuddly than the alpacas at Rusty Stars in Winterset. It's Ken, Kurt, and Tawny in the morning on Star 102.5.
It sounds insane, but I kind of think that it makes sense. But does the way you cut a sandwich change the way the sandwich tastes?
No.
See, the answer is no, because nothing changes.
Right.
But I do feel the way the sandwich is cut makes a difference. And I don't know why. Tawny?
It doesn't.
I don't think so.
Because this guy has now come up with what they call the Duff Cut, which is he came up with this where he has a grilled cheese sandwich, and instead of cutting it diagonally, which is how I prefer grilled cheese to be cut, if you cut it vertically, like straight up and down, right, I think it doesn't taste the same. I think it's soggier. I don't know why.
No, it
but
doesn't.
When it's diagonal, it's crisper. But this guy did it did a Y formation. He did it as a Y. So there's three sections of this grilled cheese sandwich, which he said comes up with a perfect correct ratio of crust in every bite, which I don't understand because there's still the same amount of crust. But it looks better. It looks more appetizing.
Okay.
You're weird.
Yes.
Very. When you cut the sandwich right up and down, it's not good.
It tastes the same.
It doesn't.
Yes, it does.
It's definitely soggier. Tastes the same, but I like the visual
it
of an angled cut.
It is not soggier.
I don't know.
No.
When it's cut diagonally, it looks it's crisper.
Prove there's your better hypothesis, char. Sir.
Yeah. He can't.
I can.
He keeps going with looks. When he's talking naturally, and then when he thinks about it, he corrects himself to taste. It doesn't taste any different.
I think it does.
No, it doesn't.
The only time...
I don't
time
care if you think it or not, it doesn't.
I think that would be applicable is if you cut the crust off, because I sometimes think the crust of the bread has a slightly different flavor to it.
Well,
I love crust, so that's not an option for me. But that would be the only circumstance where I might agree that it tastes different.
No, he's just talking about the way you
right
cut it.
Yes.
It makes no difference in taste. None. There's no...
It's like when you cut a steak. There's different ways to cut the steak. There is.
It tastes different if you cut it?
Those chefs will tell you that. If you cut it diagonally, it seals in more of the juices when you cut it. I have read that.
I've never heard that.
Yes, if you cut it diagonally, when it's tender, it'll be more tender.
Because it keeps the juice in. You would never know.
Okay, so then follow up here.
No, you wouldn't.
So I have a friend, and she's kind of meh. So she's allergic to avocados, she claims, okay? She's like, I can eat guacamole, I just can't eat avocados when they're cut into squares.
Right, it's the same science Kurt follows.
That's not how that works.
Maybe something happens in the mushing process of the guacamole that causes the toxins, which affects your friend, no longer to be affected.
No. Right.
Yes, mushing makes a difference.
I just looked at my friend and was like, no.
Because I can't stand avocados, but I enjoy guacamole very much.
You have now been, you are suspended one day from making fun of Tawny.
Yay!
Okay. You've lost all credibility right now. You know, it's a one-day suspension today and tomorrow, because we already started today.
I appeal.
To whom?
Darn it, you're the judge.
Don't fake a phone call to get out of a conversation. Just call Ken, Kurt, and Tawny in the morning at 515-280-1025.